Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye.
Today is January 17th, 2023.
The air feels a little different today. I think a good different. But isn't different always a little terrifying? Isn't it scarier to always be the same? Everything is energy. The sun and the moon and the music you listen to and the books you read, they all recharge you in some way. They all have the power to drain you in some way. Rest is energy in the same way sprinting a mile is energy. You'd be surprised of the immense impact energy can have in your life. You'd be surprised by how other people's energy can affect your own. Maybe it comes with being empathetic. Maybe it comes with a gut feeling. But at our most scientific core, we're made of energy. Atoms and particles and matter that builds us and shapes us into who we are. Millions of versions of ourselves that exist in our lifespan and in those that we can't even fathom. Those that we can't fathom yet and those that we may never be able to know or understand. My world could completely change tomorrow. My world could completely change today. It's terrifying and inspiring and hopeful all at the same time. We're the combination of all the people we've been and all the memories we've collected. So no wonder most of us are freaking confused the majority of the time. No, I'm going to sound absolutely insane in saying this. But you know that feeling when you see someone that maybe you've been trying to avoid and your stomach drops and maybe you feel your chest in your throat? I'm glad that feeling exists. That feeling, same as happiness, same as fear, same as anxiety, reminds me that I'm alive. In a kind of brutal way, but it reminds me that I'm alive, that I'm human. It's easy to go through the motions of life being numb, to turn down the volume that naturally exists within us. Sometimes we have to, if only to protect our sanity, if only to protect ourselves. We burn letters and delete pictures and mute the emotions. It's so much easier not to feel. It's so much easier not to feel. It's much more difficult to accept the power outage causing thunderstorms and the fiery hot summers that life takes us through. My goal in life is to find myself somewhere in the middle. And I saw someone quoted this on TikTok, talking about just finding yourself in the middle. Perhaps the seasons were created to teach us to appreciate change, to accept that everything that ends is always reborn, always comes back to us in some way. We see rest as being lazy when we're simply using a different form of energy, a necessary type of energy that will build up our potential to allow us to move, to allow us to do more, energy that allows us to work and play and laugh and feel and hurt and do all these different things. That for some reason in this human experience, we've been given the blessing to have. We've all been insecure at one point or another. Some days I still feel insecure. Certain things I know maybe I'll always be a little insecure about. This feeling, this lack mentality, affects us so fundamentally, we radiate it. It doesn't just consume us. It affects those we have around us. If you don't believe me, think about a time you're around someone that was super negative. How did you feel? Did you feel tired? Maybe a little insecure yourself? The quote is, hurt people hurt people. If you don't catch it early enough, it can become a positive feedback loop. Suddenly, the energy in the room becomes almost suffocating. When I was a first year in college, I once had a really bad gut feeling, which became a full-blown anxiety attack after hanging out with a group of close friends. Quote, unquote, close friends. I listen to my body now. How safe do I feel around someone? Do they make me feel lighter? Happier? Understood? And most importantly, do they try to see me? I mean, really see me. Not just skim over the pages that I've written myself on, looking for something that catches their eye. Do they grab the book of my life and sit down with it? So delicately turn the pages to not smudge or crease something that doesn't belong to them. Do they annotate and highlight and dedicate to memory excerpts of myself that have only ever been ignored? Maybe even by myself. Do they share it? Or do they hide it to prevent anyone else from realizing how amazing it is? My energy can't be destroyed. But do they take it as their own? Do they double their energy and empty mine? Is it better to be something to someone or everything to everyone? And I thought of this because I heard a song today called Everything to Everyone. And it was this idea that if we're constantly trying to be all these perfect people for every single person, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be happy. So think about that. Your energy can't be destroyed, but does somebody try to take your energy as their own? Some people come into your life for the sole purpose of doing just that. Emptying you. Sometimes they do it on purpose, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they feel so empty themselves, they're trying, they're seeking, they're desperately just grabbing onto whatever they see in front of them. And sometimes it's unfortunately you. They rob you of who you are and then make a run for it. Most of the time, we don't blame them. In fact, most of the time, we make it as easy for them as possible. Here's my heart, here's my head, and here's all my favorite parts of me for you to ruin. They leave an absolute wreckage and walk out unscathed. Actually, they walk out better than ever. Because of you. It's horrible. And for a really long time, I felt immense anger, immense animosity towards love because of this. I've seen what could happen. I've been there and I've done that. I've been the person that's left empty while somebody else walks away better than ever. It's easier to be alone. And remember what I said earlier? It's easier to not feel. But to feel that way is to accept that love is only ever that form of energy. That negative, soul-sucking, heartbreaking-inducing energy. Which is wrong. Which is so deeply, unbelievably wrong. I would never do that to myself. And even at my very worst, I've still loved me. Even when I was my most anxious, even when I felt my most ugly, I was still there for me. Even when nobody else was. Even when I was heartbroken, even when I was sobbing, even when I was so sad that I could barely eat, I was still there for me. And there were times when I was so incredibly just didn't even feel like myself. And I felt like, you know, when your heart gets broken so badly that you can't even eat? There was a time once where I would have to bribe myself to eat. And I would go and I would buy myself takeout. And the only reason I would eat it was because I spent money on it. I would force myself not to have this nauseous feeling that came with the reality that you gave so much of yourself to someone and they didn't care. That you gave your heart, you gave your time, you gave all these wonderful aspects of you and they didn't care and they walked away. And you're sitting there blaming yourself for why? Why? And you're wondering what you could have done better. You're wondering what you could have done differently. Nothing. I promise you, it's not you. It is not you. But remember what I was saying, that sometimes people take your energy and convert it to their own. They see this beautiful, wonderful thing that for some reason likes them. And they use it. And it's horrible and it's not right. And a lot of people are unhealed and they think that that's the best way to healing, to use someone. That's wrong. That's wrong. You gotta sit with yourself and heal yourself. And I saw a quote that said, we gotta stop messing with other people's soulmates. And that stuck with me so hardcore. We gotta stop messing with other people's soulmates. Wow. Look, and I'm not perfect. I am not perfect. But I notice how hard I've worked to love myself. How much effort I've put into myself. Why would I ever settle for the bare minimum when I know how much effort I put in? And not just to myself, to my friends, to my family, to people I have crushes on. You know, why would I ever settle? If I know that I exist and I know my capacity for love. And I've definitely said this before, but your capacity to be alone is your capacity to love. A quote said that, and there's a whole excerpt if you look that up. Okay, I'm going to read this passage, which is a quote. I don't know how this, I might butcher the name, I'm sorry, but I think it's Osho. So it says, the capacity to be alone is the capacity to love. It may look paradoxical to you, but it's not. It is an existential truth. Only those people who are capable of being alone are capable of love, of sharing, of going into the deepest core of another person without possessing the other, without becoming dependent on the other. Without reducing the other to a thing, and without becoming addicted to the other. They allow the other absolute freedom, because they know that if the other leaves, they will be as happy as they are now. Their happiness cannot be taken by the other because it is not given by the other. And the person that said that, it's spelled O-S-H-O, if you want to look it up, if you want to put it on your wall. I think about that all the time. It's one of the most powerful quotes that I've seen. In however many years since I've seen it, and it's gotten me through a lot. But yeah, if I notice how hard I've worked to love myself, and like I said, I'm not perfect. I'll definitely never ever be perfect. But I want to be better, to actively choose to do things out of love, not because I have to, but because I want to, because I think it's wonderful to be kind and caring and outgoing and to be there for people. And thankfully, I have the capacity to. Thankfully, I've healed myself to have the capacity to do that. And if I can help other people, I will. It's one of the reasons I want to go into medicine. Like I said, I wanted to be better and I became better. I took my own energy back. I take my energy back. Think of yourself as a light bulb. And bear with me here for a second, okay? Think of yourself as a light bulb. By yourself, you emit this gorgeous light. Now, to stay with the physics theme that we have going on here for this podcast episode, let's imagine a circuit, a series circuit, who, for those of you unfamiliar with physics, imagine just a regular rectangle or square where there's nothing else added between the light bulbs. There's no resistance, no resistors. They just connect to one another with no extra resistance added between. Now, I highly recommend Googling a series circuit diagram to better understand what I'm saying here. In this type of circuit, voltage is evenly distributed among all the bulbs. Let's consider a significant person in your life, another light bulb in the circuit. When they're removed from your life, all the bulbs in the circuit lose their light. If you put too many light bulbs in the circuit, not necessarily being picky with who you allow to know you, who you allow in your space, who you give your energy to, who you allow to know personal information about you, things that you're excited about, the light of everybody decreases. Resistance increases. Things will go wrong. It becomes harder to be your authentic self when you start to lose sight of who you are. When you start absorbing other people's energy instead of focusing on your own. Bad relationships, platonic or not, with energetically insecure people will inevitably put you in a deficit. And sometimes people don't realize what they're doing. Sometimes you hang out with someone and for some reason they feel like you have something that they want. And they feel like they don't have it so deeply. They feel that insecurity so deeply that they affect you having it. You know, there's that one line from the Taylor Swift song that says, "Romance is not dead if you keep it just yours." The reason she probably says that is because if you put so much out there, and, you know, I've seen people do this all the time with, you know, putting their whole life, and I don't think that's bad. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily. However, you gotta keep in mind that people have bad intentions. Some people have really bad intentions. And I mentioned this in the other podcast where as a good person, I always assume people have good intentions. But every now and again, I'm reminded like, oh shit, like I should not have been friends with this person. I should not have told this person this thing, whatever, whatever. Because you do see it. It's something that if somebody hurts you, if somebody does kind of like have those feelings of resentment towards you, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel a little heavier. Some things might go wrong. You might start to have some bad luck. And you're like, what is going on? Like, what did I do? Is Mercury in power eight again? Like, what the heck is going on? You know, like, so I'm going to say that's my biggest piece of advice. Please, please, please just be really careful who you're friends with. Be really careful who you allow to know certain information about, especially now that social media is all the rage. Realize that you don't have to put everything out there. You really don't. You could be mysterious. Just for the sake of you wanting to be mysterious, that's enough. But your privacy is your biggest power. Because what people don't know, they can't ruin. Respectfully. Because some people, whether they like it or not, that's what they do. It's energetically insecure people. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. You still have the best parts of yourself with yourself. They're still with you. Nobody ruined it. Nobody took it away. The light simply dimmed, so it became harder to see. It became harder to notice, but it's still there. However, to increase the brightness, you gotta remove those people that are simply energetic thieves. Block your toxic exes. Stand up to your friends, which act more like bullies than friends. You know who I'm talking about. And accept that you deserve better. Simply sitting there and accepting that you deserve better. In fact, giving better the permission to find you, giving yourself the permission to shine, will already start to change so much. And you'll notice. You'll notice it right away. Certain things allow us to recharge and increase our voltage to allow us to shine brighter. Now, for me, I think of laughing. Real, honest, carefree laughing with people you love. I think of riding bikes in the summer with my hair down. I think of hot melted chocolate and cold strawberries. The nervous feeling when you like someone. Before any insecurities or doubts creep in. Putting down baggage that's been weighing you down. We all have it. Things we wish we had done differently, versions of ourselves we miss deeply, people and places and insecurities that drain us. Give yourself permission to put them down. It's okay. You're allowed to get over someone you once loved. You're allowed to change your career. You're allowed to want to be better for yourself. You're allowed to grow and change and maybe not be the person you thought you would be at this age. Energy transforms. You're allowed to change. But you don't need to hear this from me. You need to hear this from you. So, at the very least, after hearing this episode, I hope you feel a little brighter. I hope it inspires you to make other people feel brighter too. If you repost this episode, let me know something that helps you feel a little brighter, that helps recharge. What's your battery? What helps recharge you when everything is going terribly? What's something that no matter what always puts a smile on your face? Like I said, for me, I can think of laughing with my very best friends. I can think of trying a food that suddenly becomes my favorite. There's all these wonderful things that just exist, and we're so lucky to experience them. And remember, everything is energy. Energy is always transforming. And this has been way too much physics talk for me. Physics is not one of my favorite subjects. I'm not very good at physics, but I did look a lot of this stuff up, so I wouldn't say it completely wrong. So hopefully nobody calls me out. I'm sorry if I got anything wrong. Okay, I'm tired. It's been a long day. But yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Not just listening to this episode, but being on this planet. And honestly, you guys make me feel like I have a purpose. And I'm glad that we're all here together. And I'm glad that you chose to spend time with me today. And please spend some time with yourself too. And yeah, this podcast has been one of the greatest blessings that I've been lucky enough to finally have the courage to do. You know, like I mentioned in the last episode, I'm always gonna be afraid of something, but I'm glad that I have the courage to sit here on the floor of my closet and talk to all of you guys. Hopefully you feel the sense of warmth, and hopefully this episode feels like a hug, and hopefully, it made you smile, at the very least. All right, I'm getting rambly. I always get so rambly at the end. I love you guys a lot. And I'll see you in the next podcast episode. Okay, bye!